two things. One, you personally, as you're, you know, thinking about, you know, how you're going to develop a curriculum to tell somebody how to start a business in Montgomery in particular, or a business in general, what kind of resources do you point them towards, or what sort of resources do you personally use to help people begin that process?
The first thing that I personally feel that has to be done, and we do it every session, is you've got to deal with that gray matter between the ears, right? And one of the first things we try to stress to the entrepreneur is that outside of themselves and maybe their spouses and their families, nobody cares about their business, right? Get over that. People don't care about your products. People don't care about your services. All that people really care about are their problems. And as an entrepreneur, it's our job to solve problems, preferably problems that are painful enough that people are willing to pay for those problems to be solved. So we spend a lot of time dealing with the gray matter, which far too many entrepreneurship training programs that I've participated in, that I've audited, that I've researched, they don't spend enough time dealing with the mindset. We don't talk about that the segment of our populace that suffers most fully from depression are our entrepreneurs, because it is mentally taxing. And we live in a culture in the West where there's nothing that prepares us mentally for entrepreneurship. None of our educational processes prepares us for at least the facet. The educational process will prepare us for the technical side of entrepreneurship, you know, whatever you're doing to make money. But very few things prepare us for the managerial side of entrepreneurship. Even business schools, they're only now beginning to teach entrepreneurship, because there's a difference in managing a startup company and you being in the management or financial wing of a large corporation. But the thing that nothing prepares us for is the innovative, creative leadership side of being an entrepreneur. And that thing is a beast if you don't have someone who's going to kind of hold your hand through that process. And so entrepreneurs, more than most in our populace, suffer from depression. Because, you know, I like to tell people, even ministerially, what I love about business is if you allow it, I've learned in the last 20 years, I've learned more about me than anything. Because business will show, if you allow it, man, and you don't try to be delusional and try to be, you know, cover your rear end, it will expose you. It'll expose your fears, your worries, your doubts, your inadequacies. And there's nothing that we have in Western culture that prepares us to embrace that. We typically run from that stuff, right? I mean, even in our educational process, you make a mistake, you get the red ink. You make the mistake, you get your hand slapped. Business, you have to embrace those mistakes and take that data and iterate away from whatever it was that you failed at, you know, in which you failed, and go, don't do that again. And nothing prepares us for that. And so what you find early on in the business process of entrepreneurs and training them, there are some rules, right? So I remember my first business mentor told me a little adage, and I didn't understand it at the time, but he said, the world is ruled by the C student. The C student runs the business world. And I didn't quite get that, because, you know, I was an academic, merit scholar, you know, people were recruiting me out of high school like I was a five-star football athlete, right? And there, because of that, though, as I got into the business process, I began to personally understand it. There are so many things I've had to unlearn based on my history, like avoiding mistakes. No, business, you have to embrace them. The biggest thing, though, I tell you, the biggest thing you have to unlearn is, in academia, you keep working on stuff until it's perfect. In business, 90% of the time, you don't have enough facts, you don't have enough data, and you got to, as my mom would say, you got to do the best you can with what you have for as long as you can. Nothing teaches us to do that. We're taught to keep working at it until it's just right. Man, I tell some of the developers I work with, dude, go ahead and finish this up, because as long as you're perfecting it, we can't sell it and you can't get paid, right? So it's the biggest resource is training programs around the temperament that's required, the mindset that's required, developing some thicker skin. People say, well, you know, it's business and not personal. No, everything is personal. You just have to learn in entrepreneurship not to take it personally, right? So when people don't buy your stuff, no, they didn't buy it because they didn't want you, right? Especially if you're a startup. They didn't want your products. They didn't like your stuff. And that's not a bad thing. Maybe they're just not your customer. Move on, all right? Or if you've just been on doing business with them, go back and ask them, why didn't we get the contract? And don't go in with an attitude. Go in and say, hey, I genuinely want to know, what did we not do? Was it our presentation? Was it our technical competence? And again, in Western culture, there's just so few things that teaches an individual to have that mindset, right? And so that's the biggest thing. Once you get over that hump, everything else is downhill. The technical assistance for running a business, I mean, there's only really five legal structures that a startup is going to embrace. And there are five relationships that every business startup needs to develop. There's a lot of science that needs to go into the development of the business, but most of that science revolves around the person, the founding team, whether you look at the three individuals that they have to mentor, the creative innovator, the technician, and the manager. Those three individuals have got to be groomed, even if you're a single startup. Those three individuals have got to be covered. Or if you need to understand more fully your personality profile, your core energy. And we have a method that we teach there that revolves around the maven, relator, evangelist type model. Again, all this is internal stuff. This has nothing. You know, people say, well, why you spend so much time? Shouldn't you teach people how to sell? Well, once you know who you are, then you know how you need to approach selling things.